You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome on to another edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. It's great to have you with us, and we've got Shona Hendricks back with us. Shona, nice to see you. Question today about running, and is running enough, or is running alone enough? I know there's play on words there. We're not talking about running on your own. We're talking about only running. Should you, as a runner, only be running, or are there other things you can do, or should you be doing them? Let's talk about that.
I think this you can break this down into a couple of different categories almost. So if we're talking performance, is running alone enough? There's always been this thing like, oh, you should do strength training. It's going to help you. It's going to keep you injury free. That shift has almost changed. Like that is a non-negotiable now. It's not a whether or not you should be, or if it is going to help you improve your performance. It is going to help you improve your performance. That's been proven over and over again. It is going to keep you injury-free, which in turn will keep you consistent. And so from that perspective, no, running alone isn't enough. So adding in strength training, adding in other aspects of to assist with your recovery is going to be massive, because we know that when we recover, that is when we are getting all the adaptation that we need. And so if we can put in modalities that help us amplify that or improve our recovery, we really should. So from a performance aspect, no, running alone isn't enough. From a health aspect, you know, a lot of people often say, oh, well, I'm just running, you know, for health. I'm not trying to win races or run marathons. But, you know, as we're getting older, and if we're talking around a population that's in, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, males and females, obviously this is more prevalent from a female point of view, but ensuring that we're looking after our bones and we're increasing our lean muscle mass, because there's that natural sort of decline with age, running alone is not enough. So we do have to have other modalities that we're complementing that with.
Here at Coach Parry, we're not huge fans of running every single day. We don't have any 6-day-a-week plans. I mean, talking 7 days, we're definitely not huge fans of 7 days. We don't have 6-day plans. Our sort of 5%ers, if you'd like, the good runners maybe run 5 days a week, maybe pushing on 6. But you're talking about, is running alone enough? If somebody decides, you know what, I want to start doing these other things, do they just simply put it on top of? Or is it sometimes better to cut back a bit on the running? Are you better served, as opposed to running 6 days a week, running 4 and adding cross training?
100%. That's exactly it. If the goal is to just start adding these things in, no, because that's going to have an effect on your recovery. So something always has to give, and if you don't give in the training aspect, your body's going to give, and then there's obviously risk for injury there. So ensuring that we maybe reduce the running days, you know, so if you're used to running 6 days a week, I know that is going to be a fight to take one or two of those days away, then add in a cross-training session, and that is, you know, cycling, swimming, rowing, elliptical, something where you are able to get the same benefit of the aerobic sort of build, but you don't have that eccentric load on your body from what you would have from running, and obviously from a strength perspective, if you can add in there. For athletes who, you know, masters athletes or aging athletes, I would go so far as to say that I would actually even say that you're running less. So you're running 3 to 4 maximum, and even if you are used to running 3 days a week, to rather add in an extra strength day. The benefit that you're going to get from building that lean muscle mass and increasing that lean muscle mass is going to do you way more good than that extra running day.
Fantastic. Shona, as always, great to have you on. Thank you for your time. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Shot, Brad. Thank you.
Brad here again. Before I go, if you're peri or postmenopausal, then join sports scientist and head of the female athlete program here at CoachParry.com, Shona Hendricks, in our upcoming Running Through Menopause Masterclass. If you'd like to recover from sessions quicker, not feel fatigued or tired all the time, run pain and injury free, improve your endurance, and of course, run faster to and through menopause, then head over to CoachParry.com/menopause, or simply click on the link in your podcast player now.